We're beginning Sefer Shmos this week, and we're going to read about Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Vayomer al tikrav halom, shalne alecha me'al raglecha. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu not to encroach any further, but rather to take the shoes off of his feet, ki amakom asher ata omir olav ad maskodeshu, because the place on which he stands is holy ground. The Sefer Chanukas HaTorah, written by Rav Avram Yoshua, chief Rav of Krakow in the 1600s. So he points out that the gematria of Halom, which is 75, is the same gematria as Kohen. And he says that this pasuk is an allusion to the halacha that a Kohen is to remove his shoes before doing Nesias Kapayim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal ne'olecha me'al raglecha, remove your shoes, because the ground upon which you stand is holy. Now, the real source for this halacha is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, as well as Sota, Daf Mem Amid Aleph, which relates that one of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's 9 takanos was that Kohanim are not allowed to be Ole Laduchan. They're not allowed to ascend the platform for the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, of Nesias Kapayim, while they are wearing their shoes. The Nusach HaTakana, or the language in the Gemara, is Ein Kohanim Rasha'im La'alos B'sandalehen Laduchan. Kohanim are forbidden from wearing their shoes up onto the platform. In the Rambam in Hilchos Tefila, Perek Yudalit Halacha Vav, as well as the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Hei, they both codify this halacha, and that is why the practice is for Kohanim to take off their shoes before doing Nesias Kapayim. Now, what is the reasoning for this takana? Why is it that Kohanim have to take off their shoes? So, the Gemara in Sota Daf Mem first identifies a concept of Kavod Hatzibur, honor and dignity of the congregation, as the reasoning for this takana. What's the problem with leaving the shoes on? Rashi over there explains that it would be unseemly for the congregation to see dirt-filled shoes during Birkas Kohanim. That is a violation, that is a pechisus, a lacking of kavod hatzibur. However, in conclusion over there in the Gemara, so the Gemara quotes Rav Ashi, who says we don't need the reason of kavod hatzibur, we have another reason, which is as follows. If the Kohen wears his shoes up to the Duchan to do Nesias Kapayim, you know what might happen? The laces may become untied. They may tear. And then what's the Kohen going to do? He's going to bend down in the middle of Birkas Kohanim to fix his shoelaces. Now, if he bends down in the middle of Birkas Kohanim, and all of his Chaverim who are Kohanim are in the middle of doing Nesias Kapayim around him, that's going to be a strange picture. You have one Kohen who's bending down, and all the other Kohanim are doing the mitzvah. People are going to reach some conclusions. They're going to assume some things about that guy who's bending down. You know what they're going to say? They're going to say he must be disqualified from the kahuna. He must be a ben grusha, a ben chalutza. And that's why he went up to the duchan. I guess maybe he didn't want to embarrass himself, but he's bending down because he's not allowed to do this mitzvah. So they're going to infer from him bending down that he's not a kohen. Oh no, that we don't want, right? It's going to cause yichus issues, reputational issues. So all because of the untied shoelaces. It could lead to a place where people are saying that this guy is not a Kohen, and therefore he can't do Birkas Kohanim. So we have two reasons on the books in the Gemara. The first one is Kavod Hatzibur. The second one is the concern that the laces are going to become untied and he's going to bend down. The truth is that there is a third mahalach that we find in the Achronim, Rav Yaakov Emden in the Moruk Tziyah, Simin Kuf Chav Ches. He says that Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana, it was actually not really necessary for all of the cases. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana was made only for shoes that don't have heels. Even shoes that don't have heels, so Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai said it's still a problem, either because of Kavod Hatzibur or because of the shoelaces. But shoes that do have heels, like a regular shoe, you know why Kohanim have to take that off? Says of Yaakov Emden in the Moruk Tziyah, because Kohanim during Birkas Kohanim are like Kohanim doing the Avoda. And when a Kohen was doing the Avoda on the Beis HaMikdash, he had to stand barefoot on the ground of the Mikdash, on the Azara. Otherwise, his Avoda would be disqualified because of something called a Chatzitza. because of a separation between his feet and the ground. So just as the Kohanim in the Mikdash had to take off their shoes, says of Yaakov Emdin, so too the Kohanim, when they do Birkas Kohanim, have to take off their shoes. We didn't even need Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takana, except for a case where the heels of the shoes are non-existent, and therefore his feet are actually touching the ground, but nonetheless, he still have a concern because of Kavod Atzibur, the shoelaces. Now, not everybody agrees with Rav Yaakov Emdin. The Chasam Sofer in Chilak Hei, Simon Kuf Tzadi Aleph, disagrees with Rav Yaakov Emdin. He says that that requirement of being barefoot, that applies only to the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't apply outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the reasoning of Rav Yaakov Emdin is not really cited lehalacha. But between the first two of our three reasons, namely Kavod Atzibur and Shema Yifsuku Lo Ritzua, that his shoelaces may become untied, so which of those reasons is accepted halacha lamaisa? The Beis Yosef in Kuf Chav Ches quotes only Rav Ashi's reason, which is the concern that the Kohen will bend down. However, there were some who quoted both reasons, who said that Rav Ashi was not trying to dismiss the earlier reason, but he was trying to say that even if Kavod Atzibur is not an issue, there's still another reason that we have to be aware of, which is the shoelaces. And that's the Pashup Shad of the Riaz in Sota Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, as well as the Radvaz and Chelek Vav, Beis Alafim Reish Samech Dalid, as well is explicitly in the Pri Chadash Kuf Chav Ches Se'if Hei. Now, this is not just an intellectual query of which reason do we accept. There are many nafkaminos between these two reasons for the halacha of whether it's a din in Kavod Atzibur or whether it's a din in concern for the reputation of the Kohen and him bending down. So, for example, are Kohanim allowed to do Birkas Kohanim while barefoot? Now, we mentioned earlier that in the Beis HaMikdash, certainly they had to do it barefoot because of the Avoda. But according to the Chasam Sofer, which is the general psak, that outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no problem of chatzitza, not like Rav Yaakov Emdin. So just within the first two reasons that we said, our Kohanim are allowed to do Birkas Kohanim while barefoot. Now, the background to this is a Rambam. We quoted already Tefillah, Perek Yedar Halacha Vav. The Rambam says that they didn't wear their shoes, Ela Omdim Yechefim. They would stand while barefoot. The Beis Yosef says the simple implication of that Rambam is that not only should they not be wearing shoes, they shouldn't be wearing anything. They should be barefoot while they do Birkas Kohanim. However, the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Manoach, who on the spot says, no, don't read that into the Rambam. The Rambam here is Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean Dafka Omdim Yechefim, that they have to be barefoot. It means bare of any shoes. But if they're wearing something that's not a shoe, i.e. a sock, so then that would be perfectly permitted. The Rav Yah in Elef Kuf Nun Hei, he says that whether a Kohen is allowed to do duchening while barefoot is actually a nafkamina between the two reasons. According to Manda Omar Shema Yifsukulo, according to Rav Ashi, that the whole reasoning for the Takana was to protect the reputation of the Kohen because his shoelaces might get untied. So there's no problem if you're barefoot. There's no shoelaces to talk about. However, he says, if it's a din in Kavod Atzibur, is it Kavod to the Tzibur for the Kohen to go up there barefoot? You see his bare feet? He says that's a violation of Kavod Atzibur. So it would be aser, according to the Manda Omer, Kavod Atzibur. And certainly, So how do we pass an halacha lemaisa? So the Mishneh Berurah writes, in the name of the Pri Chadash, that it is improper to do Nesias Kapayim while barefoot, but instead they should wear socks. And that's our practice, the Kohanim wear socks. Why is it improper to do it while barefoot? Because that would be a violation of Kavod Atzibur. And as we said, the Pri Chadash accepts both reasons, not only the concern for shoelaces, but also Kavod Atzibur. So when someone's barefoot, there's no concern for shoelaces, but there is a concern for Kavod Atzibur. So therefore, we still paskin that a Kohen should not do so. Now, I saw in one of the Likud Svarim, they quoted in the name of Rav Al Yashiv, that if a Kohen is barefoot, he shouldn't be told not to do Nesias Kapayim. As long as it's not actually offensive to the Tzibur, he could still do Nesias Kapayim, but the better thing for him to do is to put something on his feet, like socks. Now let's discuss, besides for being barefoot during Duchening, what about all different types of shoes? For example, could a Kohen wear slippers in order to do Nesias Kapayim? So let's build up. What we're going to do here is address three different categories of shoes in successive manner. So let's begin first with, what if you have leather shoes that don't have shoelaces? Okay? So the Radvaz says, in that same tshuva that we quoted earlier, the Radvaz writes, well, if the shoes are not worn outside, so then there's no problem of kavarat tzibur. Because what's the issue of kavarat tzibur? That the shoes will be dirty. But if they're not worn outside, they're not going to be dirty. They're not going to be all muddy. So there's no problem of kavarat tzibur. Is there a problem of shoelaces? No, because we said the case was that they don't have shoelaces. So the Radvaz says, in that case, it's mutter. However, the Beis Yosef and the Aruch HaShulchan, they both say that nonetheless, it's aser in this case to wear leather shoes even without laces. Why? Because lo plug rabbanon. Because a leather shoe is a shoe. A leather shoe is certainly a shoe. And the rabbanon made a takana that Kohanim have to take off their shoes and lo plug whether they have laces or not. Yes, the ta'am ha-takana, the reasoning for the takana was because of the concern of the laces. But lo plug, once they made the rule that no shoes, they barred all shoes. No questions asked. And halach lamaisa, that's what we say. Mishnah Berurah Kuf Chaf Ches, Seif Tezvav, says that it would be aser to wear leather shoes even if they don't have laces. What about if you have non-leather shoes that do have laces? So the argument over here would be, the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, if they're not leather shoes, then they're not really shoes. Bring me a raya. When do we wear non-leather shoes? Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, that's exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan says. So if they're made out of linen, out of rubber, so those are not really shoes. That's why we can wear it on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, I'm sorry. So it shouldn't be nichlal in the Gezerah, because the Gezerah was shoes. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that if they have laces, if it's rubber shoes or synthetic shoes with laces, so we still have an issue. Because he says, zil basar taima. Follow the reasoning. What was the reasoning of the halacha? That if the laces get untied, he's going to bend down. That's the whole concern. So therefore, if there are laces, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you can't wear them even if they're not leather. Okay? So now again, we're building up, right? We said, leather without laces, no good because it's shoes. Non-leather with laces, no good because of the laces. What about if you have neither? What if you have non-leather shoes and no laces? So if you have slippers, for example, okay? You have slippers. They're not leather shoes. Let's assume that they're not leather, and there's also no laces. Could the Kohen wear those? L'chora, what would be the problem? They're not shoes, right? So there's no, and if he wears them only at home, is there an issue with kavarat tzibur? No, they're not dirty. Are they shoes? No, because they're not leather. Are there laces? No. So there's no concern for untying the laces. So l'chora, you might have made the argument that he could wear those shoes. So what should we say over here? So the Aruch HaShulchan, he paskins, yeah, it's mutter. Mutter for a Kohen to wear such shoes. However, the Kaf HaChaim in Kuf Chaf Ches Sif Hei quotes the Knesset Yechezkel, who says that even if they're not leather and they're not worn outside and there's no laces, still, we should be machmir not to use them, unless it's of absolute necessity, such as a case where you have somebody who's sick and the ground is very cold and it's going to really perturb him in the mitzvah, so then he could wear them. Now, separately, there's a whole other issue that would arise. Because Yonatan, what would be, for example, if you have somebody who's sick and he needs to wear the shoes in order to, you know, heat up his feet, and he's going to wear this category of shoes, not leather, worn at home, and no laces. But everybody else is only wearing socks, right? Would that be an issue? Because that might look weird. And we have another issue that the Shulchan Aruch raises later on in Kuf Chaf Ches Seif Lamed, that a Kohen who has a mum, a Kohen who has a blemish, is not allowed to do Birkas Kohanim because of the concern that the Tzibor is going to stare at the Kohen. They're going to be thrown off by the appearance of the Kohen, and then the Tzibor is not going to pay attention to the bracha. So we have to ask a whole other issue, a whole other question of, if one person's wearing shoes but nobody else is, so does that have the same concern, that the tzibur is going to stare? The simple implication of Rab Moshe, and Igros Moshe Arachayim Chilik Beis Simen Lamed Beis, is that if one person is wearing slippers that don't have laces and are not worn outside, and everybody else is wearing socks, then that would be fine. Simple implication of Rab Moshe from that tshuva. Now, based on this discussion, let's analyze a couple of very, very fascinating halacha lemaisa issues of extenuating circumstances. So what if you have someone, Rachmana Litzlan, lo aleinu, who has a prosthetic leg or paralyzed leg, and it's very difficult for him to take his shoes off of his leg in order to do Birkas Kohanim. What should we say? Should we tell him not to do Birkas Kohanim? Or can we allow him to do Birkas Kohanim even with his shoes on? So the first thing that we need to figure out is this takana ma'akiv? Is it like, you should do this, but if you can't, then you could do Birkas Kohanim? Or no, it's ma'akiv. So Rav Moshe and Archaim Chilak Beisim and Lamed Beis, he says, of course it's ma'akiv. Because otherwise, if somebody had a mum on his feet, what should we tell him to do? Just wear a shoe, right? Just wear a shoe and cover it up. But we don't tell him to do that. So instead, we tell him that he can't dochen. So it must be that this takana is ma'akiv. But nonetheless, Rab Moshe had a tzad lahakel to allow someone with a prosthetic leg to be able to dochen even with his shoes on. He said, what's going to be if we tell this person not to do Birkas Kohanim? What are people going to say about him? They're going to say, oh, he's unfit for the kahuna. What was the whole svar of the takana to begin with? To take off your shoes. That if he bends down, people are going to say about him that he's disqualified. But if he doesn't go up at all, then kol shekein kavachomer b'minosh l'kavachomer. If he doesn't go up at all, people are going to say he's disqualified. Right? So Rav Moshe makes that argument. And then he also says that if it's a type of person who everybody knows has a prosthetic leg, even if they're not accustomed to seeing it, but everybody knows that he has a prosthetic leg, so then when he wears shoes, even though nobody else is wearing shoes, that's not going to be an issue, because the concern for staring is that they're going to stare because they're going to think that the guy has a mum, but they know he has a mum. They know he has a prosthetic leg. So Rav Moshe says, since they know that he has a prosthetic leg, right? And there's a tzad to say that he should dafka go up to Dochin, because the whole time atakana was that we don't want people to think that he's unfit. And in this case, it's better for him to go up than not go up, because if he doesn't go up, people are going to think that he's disqualified. So Rav Moshe said, yesh lahakel for such a person to wear a shoe. And the same lechora would apply to someone who has a paralyzed leg if people are aware of his paralysis. What about people who are sick in the hospital and are very uncomfortable to be on the floor without their shoes on? So Tzitz Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, who was the posik for Shari Chesed, the hospital, so in Yodalid Yod Aleph, he writes that there's a tzad lahakel to allow, and by the way, Rav Ovadja Nechavadas Chelek Beis Simin Yod Gimel also says that there's a tzad lahakel to allow such people to wear shoes that are either not leather or don't have laces, because that way you mitigate the problem, and to allow them to wear then dafka on the floor. Why? Very interesting diuk that some of the Achronim make. And this is why I quoted the language at the beginning of the shir. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Metzakai's takana was, Eina kohanim rasha'in la'alos b'sandalehen. They cannot ascend, they cannot go up to the platform. So we could say that the whole takana was only if they actually walk up to the duchan. But if they stay on the floor, then the takana doesn't apply. And therefore, the Achronim Tzitz Eliezer, Chavadas, they said that best for this person to wear the shoes while on the floor.
If you're coming to the game tomorrow night, please check and make sure that the game is on, weather permitting. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Enjoy.
So I just want to finish off with one comment of Rav Shalom Shlomo Hirsch, who says that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu needed to take his shoes off is because the symbol of taking one's shoes off is being present where you are. Being present where you are. Often we get distracted. The idea is that we take our shoes off. The Kohanim are all in when they're giving the bracha to the rest of the tzibur. So too, we need to take off our shoes during whenever we're in a matzav where we need to be, where we need to be present. The symbol of taking off the shoes is be all in. Have a wonderful Shabbos.